love going to restaurants and enjoy food and discovering new places. It's almost the chase of a good restaurant is what excites me the most.
This is IndyCar driver Simon Pagenaud, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and on the line, honored to have one of the biggest stars in racing today, IndyCar Series champion, Indy 500 winning driver, and of course the driver of the number 22 Menards Chevrolet for Team Penske, the one and only Simon Pagenaud. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's awesome to be on with you guys.
It's great to have you on. And one of the great things about you that you've always appreciated, certainly your fans have as well, is you've always been consistent. Consistency throughout your career has been one of those main things. You know, winning the series title in 2016, runner-up in 2017, 2019, for 2020. Like, this season has been anything but consistent or predictable for the entire world, right? And certainly for racing and all that kind of stuff. As you're heading into the finale here in St. Petersburg, talk a little bit about that. Are you kind of relieved to have the season heading into that finale? Of course, you want to finish strong, but it's going to be good to do sort of a reset for next year.
Well, as you said, it's been an interesting year, to say the least. I think we've all had to adapt to a lot of changes, for the good or the bad, I don't know. But personally, it's just been difficult to adapt to certain new things. You know, communication with my team has been very difficult because haven't been able to go to the race shop to avoid, you know, getting the virus. Precaution has been a big word this year. So things have changed. Communication has changed, and it's just been a different way of doing things. So I'm not excited about the end of the season. I feel like it hasn't really even started. I'm just starting to understand how to navigate through you know, shorter practice sessions and the new IndyCar that we have with the windscreen. And I'm just starting to get going. And unfortunately, the season is about to end. So, you know, the positive in all this is we're finishing St. Pete, Florida, and we're starting St. Pete next year. So I look forward to 2021 already.
Yeah, no, but the fans are super thankful that you guys are participating in racing. I think more than any other sport has really kind of made every effort to deliver for so many different fans, and for you guys being able to get out there is really cool. Looking at it, though, here's one of the things that I think was kind of interesting is you're based in North Carolina. So much of IndyCar, appropriately, right, and a lot of the drivers and teams are based in Indy. Your thought on that, because as we're all dealing with, you know, the pandemic and coronavirus, it's different for everybody. Up here in Chicago, our governor just shut down all the restaurants again. So the entire state of Illinois is kind of shut down, but in different states, it's different. So as you've kind of moved around the country for the racing series and certainly spent time in Indianapolis, is North Carolina, I mean, what's it like? I mean, for the listeners, if you could share, is it less stressful? Is it just a better place to be these days?
Well, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know because I haven't spent enough time in our state to really realize what, you know, the situation is in each state. But certainly, I feel very safe in North Carolina where I live. Is you know, I'm away from everyone. Really, I'm not downtown, so I've got a lot of space to ourselves, and it's not really a concern. Personally, obviously, I'm very concerned about everybody's health and my own health. But I feel like, you know, by taking all the precautions necessary, we're in good shape. Now, it seems like every state is a little different and the rules are all a little bit different. But, you know, as long as you're aware of it ahead of time, it's okay. And, you just adapt to it. But, I can't wait to have the fans come back. That's the biggest thing for me. It, just feels like racing is not the same without the fans as I realize that the atmosphere is just, very flat these days. So, can't wait for sense of normalcy come back.
Yeah, especially for a road course situation, especially a city course situation. Those are your specialties, as so many of your fans love to see what it is that you do and kind of project out to some of the things that may happen for Simon Pagenaud. You're there in North Carolina. That's the heart, the headquarters of NASCAR. So much of that stuff happens here. And as there's talk of, let's say, Jimmy Johnson, you know, NASCAR legend, coming and maybe doing some IndyCar racing, has there been thoughts, you know, being there in the middle of sort of stock car world of maybe someday? And Team Penske, obviously proficient and big in all series and racing, Simon, maybe you'll try some NASCAR out someday.
Well, you know, I love racing. I love racing. I love cars. Whether it's got wings or no wings, you know, I'm always happy when there's four wheels and a steering wheel. So, you know, NASCAR is an interesting sport. It's very different to IndyCar for sure. The rules are very different. The cars are extremely different. It's a different set of skills. I would love to try someday for sure, especially on an oval, just because the racing's so good. I'm very focused on IndyCar right now, and quite frankly, I'm in the peak of my career. So right now, it's more about winning where I'm at than thinking about anything else.
Cars racing, it is your focus. It is your career. It is certainly your passion. It doesn't completely and 100% define you. You're a big foodie. People know that. And so one of the questions that we had gotten from listeners is they wanted to know, as you travel around, maybe not this year because of the pandemic, you can't get out, but as far as the different stops, the cities on the circuit, what are some of your favorites? Is there one or two that you really appreciate, not necessarily for the racing or the track, but for the food scene?
Yes, it's a great point because, you know, as you talked about restaurants shutting down, it's been something for us and my wife, Haley, difficult because we love going to restaurants and enjoy food and discovering new places. It's almost the chase of a good restaurant is what excites me the most. So it's just been a weird year that way. I've gone to maybe three restaurants this year.
Oh,
it's very easy to count. It's so few. Just trying to be safe. My favorite is Long Beach, the street course, and I love the city. My wife is from San Diego, so for us, it's always such a pleasure to go to California. And Long Beach is, for me, an awesome racetrack, and I like a lot of restaurants around there. Always fun to go there.
It's one thing to enjoy food. It's one thing to appreciate, you know, the talent of a great chef and certainly the ambiance of a great restaurant. A lot of people during the pandemic, and soon I do a lot of the food stuff here for WGN. We talk with all of our Food Network friends and Top Chef friends, and there are a lot of people and a lot of listeners who are really stepping up their home cooking game. We know that you like to make some of your grandmother's specialties. Have you, and maybe Haley, have you gotten maybe kind of upped your game and started maybe doing more cooking more, maybe even grilling or doing some other things there at home?
Well, I cook regularly, but to get out of my comfort zone a little bit, I agree with that. I actually told Haley I need to start new pages in my cookbook. It takes to be a bit more curious, and I didn't spend enough time thinking about doing that. Definitely something I want to do, and I'm probably not going to do it this winter. I've been cooking my usual stuff, my stuffed tomato that my grandma used to make me. I just made it last week.
Nice.
Amazing. So much fun. And we actually just had the first raclette of the year. For those who don't know what raclette is, I suggest you check on Google. It's basically you melt the cheese.
Yes.
It's melted cheese with meat, potatoes, salad. It's delicious. It could get you a little bit overweight if you do it too much, but it's very good. It's a very good winter dish.
Everything in moderation, for sure. We're going to have links up for the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg coming up on Sunday on NBC. People are going to watch it. Very last question for you, Simon, is people are excited. Almost one of the biggest celebrities in your family is, of course, Norman Pagano, the Jack Russell Terrier. And as we get into Make a Dog's Day, is there like a shout out? People want to know how Norman is doing. How's he been taking the pandemic? Is he enjoying spending more time with you guys?
It's funny you ask. Norman is his usual self. He owns the house that I live in. Basically, he really is. He takes me on walks, and I'm just at his. Whatever he wants, whatever he needs, I'm here for him. So he's definitely a celebrity in the family. He's. It's funny when the pandemic started and we stayed home. He's so used to traveling that he was a bit stressed out about it. He didn't really know what was going on. Took him about 2 weeks to readapt to home, and now he doesn't want to go away from home. So very interesting to see how dogs behave and how the education that you give them really shapes them into the dog that they are. So I love that little guy. He's for us, he's our He's our baby.
Yeah, they're such a support system for us, of course, as we're supporting them. And thanks so much, Simon. We're going to be looking forward to seeing you on Sunday for the IndyCar finale. It is IndyCar Series champion, 500 champion, of course, Norma's dad, Simon Pagenaud. Simon, thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Thank you. That was fun. Have a good day.